The Story of Two Wolves. Which wolf are you feeding? Would you like to learn about the most important battle that we face in our lives? It is a battle of good versus evil, between our good thoughts and our bad thoughts. Which one wins? Well, you get to decide for yourself. Inside each of us are two wolves. One is evil. It is anger, regret, sorrow, greed, envy, arrogance, guilt, self-pity, resentment, lies, inferiority, false pride, superiority, ego. One is good. It is joy, hope, peace, love, kindness, sincerity, humility, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, faith. Which wolf wins? The one you feed most. A grandfather once taught his grandson a story about life and told him that there are two wolves that live within each of us. A fight is going on inside me, he told his grandson. It is a terrible fight between two wolves. One of the wolves is evil. He is anger, regret, sorrow, greed, envy, arrogance, guilt, self-pity, resentment, lies, inferiority, false pride, superiority, and ego. He then continued, the other wolf is good. He is joy, hope, peace, love, kindness, sincerity, humility, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is also going on inside you and inside every person. The grandson thought about what his grandfather told him, and then he asked his grandfather, which wolf will win? His grandfather simply replied, the one you feed. This story is a powerful lesson because it reminds us that we are all in control over our emotions and experiences. In challenging situations, it's easy to sometimes feel like a victim to the circumstances in our lives. To understand our feelings, experiences, and negative thoughts, we often blame other people or events. Instead of looking from within ourselves, we look outwards to make sense of things happening to us in our lives. Why do we do this? Because it is our way of feeling more in control and coping with challenging situations. This approach of dealing with these problems takes away from our own responsibility and freedom of choice. By blaming others for our own experiences, we feel more in control, but this takes away our own power. We have lost in that moment that we depend on other people or things to feel a certain way. It doesn't matter whether the feeling is positive or negative, because if we believe they are anything other than our own choice, we no longer take responsibility for our own experiences or emotions. Having the freedom to choose which wolf to feed, you are making a life-changing decision. Do you feed the evil wolf, who is your own worst enemy? The one who tells you all the bad things, negative thoughts, to keep you suppressed? Do you really want to feed this wolf? Or are you already feeding him? By not feeding this wolf anger, regret, sorrow, greed, envy, arrogance, guilt, self-pity, resentment, lies, inferiority, false pride, superiority, and ego, you make a choice to instead use your energy on thoughts, emotions, and feelings that help serve you in better ways. You no longer have to pay any attention to negative emotions when they occur within you by not giving them any focus or feeding them in any way. It may take time to learn, but what you will find is that this wolf will begin to lose its power and strength over you, and it will surrender along with your unhelpful thoughts and emotions, which will eventually drift away. So let's concentrate on feeding the good wolf. it is important to remember that you have a choice to decide to feed the wolf with positive thoughts of joy, hope, peace, love, kindness, sincerity, humility, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. Many of us look to external objects for our happiness. We think that these things, a relationship, a new job, a holiday, new clothes, a car, etc., will make us feel a certain way. And while sometimes this brings us gratification, it won't last long term. Happiness is a state of being. True lasting happiness comes from making a choice to be happy, rather than thinking that external things will make you happy. If you seek out happiness like a treasure, you will find more of it. You already have everything you need to be happy right now with your thoughts. Finding happiness comes from feeding the wolf from within. When your wolf becomes bigger and stronger, you will find it easier to handle life's challenges. If you choose only to feed the good wolf, you will always win. When there is no longer a battle within you, then you can listen to your inner voice for deeper knowledge and understanding that will guide you to choose what is right in every circumstance. A man or a woman who has found peace within has everything. A man or a woman who is fighting a war from within has nothing. How you choose to react to each wolf within you will determine your life. Starve one, or you'll always be fighting an inner battle for the rest of your life. The choice is yours to decide. So which wolf do you choose to feed? Do you choose inner darkness or inner light? This is such a powerful story because it applies to all our lives. We all have a bad wolf or a villain living inside us. But we also have a good wolf or a hero within us who is looking to be unleashed to the world. You are going to learn how to beat the villain and destroy it out of your life, because once it is gone, you will be able to achieve so much more in your professional and personal life, because there won't be anything holding you back to fulfill your true potential. Within us all, there lives light, an inner hero, and darkness, an inner villain. The one you choose to listen to will determine the quality of your life. Lawrence Lamesh.